true story. Some of them. The best sex I've had has been in very loud places. Because turns out that I like to be loud. Really, really loud. But I don't want to feel like people could hear me. And one of those experiences that I will take to my grave. I was on a sleeper train in Europe, and it had those beds that folded out from the wall, and the top one was had chains that kept it secure. The chain was like the long end of a right triangle, if you're looking at the end of the bed. And we spent one night on one of those trains, and it was so good. It was so loud and so just that movement, that rocking of the train, the noise and the vibration and the movement. And at one point I was we were there's no reason to be, just cause we were on the top bed, and I was on my hands and knees facing the window, and I just put my palms on the glass, and my forearms against the glass, and he just fucking pounded me from behind. And it was so loud and so good. It was so good. Oh, it got me thinking. Oh, and how much fun it would be to do that again, but have company. Just mean that loud, rocking train, and and just I don't know what it's so hard to say, but just be fucking used. Just man after man after man. Just using me for their pleasure. And but only you. Only you would get to come inside me. And that's only, only you. Everybody else, if they want to fuck me, they have to wear condoms. And they can eat me all they want. Oh, oh God. Oh, I can. Oh, I can imagine lying on that top bed and the cavern was small enough that if I was on the edge of the mattress, I could probably brace my feet against the opposite wall. Oh. And I, oh God, I would want one guy just licking and sucking my clit. He could be up on the bunk with me. Yeah. And this just his head down between my thighs, and then it could be another guy standing up, rubbing my ass. Oh God, this tongue and his fingers and oh God, I think I would. Oh, and then I want more. I want more mouths on me. I just want to feel so many tongues and lips that I can't keep track. I don't know how many people are sucking me, eating me, biting me, and the whole time the train is rocking and loud and oh, they're all loud and dang how much they fucking love fucking and eating and sucking me. Oh, and oh, and telling each other what, like, oh, like, come try this. Like, fuck. Talking to each other, like, fuck, dude, you gotta come taste her. Oh, she is so fucking delicious. Another one face fucking me. I'm just again. They have to follow your rule, and they can't come at me, but, oh, you know, like, as soon as he has to pull out, he's like, fuck, her mouth is so good. Oh, come try her mouth now. You gotta try this. Yeah. Oh. And at some point, I would absolutely have to be airtight. I'd want one cock in my ass, one in my cunt, and one in my mouth, and in my hands, and then I'd want mouths on me, I'd want mouths on my nipples, my neck, and I'm kissing my mouth, and just, oh God, everywhere, until, oh God, oh, fuck, I love this vibrator, oh, I'm married this vibrator. Oh, I'm so sorry. Shaking. Oh, God. Really. Yeah. Oh, fuck this. Yeah. Oh, God. Just harder. Oh.